when he created the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I will be up and down like a yo-yo today, so don't worry.
Sorry about that, Ricky. So I'm going to now welcome Margaret up to give us our prayer of thanks for the world.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you very much for today. We appreciate you, Father, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. And that's why we are all here this morning. We are gathered unto your name. We thank you, we appreciate you, Father. We thank you for the journey mercies you granted every one of us from every corner to be here this morning. It is by your special grace. We appreciate you, Father. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we want to thank you very much for this period of celebration. We thank you because Christmas is about Jesus Christ. And when we think about Jesus Christ, we think about the lovely world that you have created. And you have given us the opportunity even to be able to appreciate you by giving us your only son, Jesus, whom we are celebrating at this time. We appreciate you, our Father. Blessed be your divine name. Our Father and our Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. When we look around us, we can't but shout how great you are. The heavens, the vastness of the sky, the vastness of the land and the sea, all the creations, the animals, the ones in the air, the ones on the land, the ones in the sea, we just want to thank you. And when we are walking around, we see the beauty of the plants in various forms. Our Father and our Lord, we just want to appreciate you this morning because you are a mighty God. You are a wonderful God. We glorify your holy name, Father. Blessed be your divine name. And as we celebrate you today, as we listen to your words today, help us, Lord, not to be hearers only, but doers of your words. Help us to appreciate you. Help us to appreciate nature, everything that you have created to make life beautiful for us. Help us to appreciate you. Help us, Lord, to think of you above all our problems, to know, Lord, that you are in control of our lives. Father, take control of this service, that at the end, we will all have the full cause to praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Join in song. This first song really just says what it is. He's got the whole world in his hands. And we're going to sing a few different verses of what exactly he's got in his hands. It's a really wonderful celebration. Please stand and join us.
He's got the little tiny baby in his hands. He's got the little the whole world in his hands. He's got the sun and the moon in his hands. He's got the sun and the moon in his hands. He's got the sun and the moon in his hands. He's got the whole world 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 in his hands.
Thank you. Please do be seated. And if we have any children, young people, or adults, actually, who would like to make a Christingle, please do come to the front. If we could get our helpers as well to be handing those out. Anyone who would like to make a Christingle, come and grab an orange. Come and grab an orange. Good. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And I'm going to welcome Vicky up to give us the second part of the Christingle.
One of your microphones.
So I told you you're going to have to put up with me for a bit more today. Is it on? Cool. So the next part we're going to move on to is the candle, which represents Jesus as the light of the world. And we're going to read from John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Amen. What an incredible statement that is from Jesus. That whoever follows him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And I love that scripture that Jesus says that he's taken us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I know that for myself, that moment when that happened. This does not mean that we don't walk through dark times. What it means is that during those dark times, Jesus will shine through for us. He is the light of the world. And I love that. Because in many situations that we face, that light always shines through. Jesus always comes through. Jesus never fails. He is who he says he is. Jesus always has the final say. And in the song that we're going to listen to, it says, "Open our eyes. Help us to see that life without Jesus is no life at all. We've lived life without him, and we've lived life with him. And I know which one I would choose every single time. Jesus is the light of the world." And it's an amazing statement from Jesus. And those candles are going to represent that today, as Jesus being the light of our lives, the light onto our paths, the one who guides us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome David up to give us our prayer.
Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be the light of the world. We're thankful for the light he brings to our lives and how he shows us the right way to live. We put up our lights and burn candles at Christmas time. Help us to remember Jesus as the light this Christmas as we celebrate his birth. May we follow his example and be a light to the world in our homes, schools, jobs. We pray that more people see your light and want to be closer to you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, David. So if we can all grab an orange, all like a single makers. And when you're putting the candle in, please put a bit of foil in between. We want to avoid as much juice as possible. Can I grab a piece? So putting it over and then putting the candle in like this. Thank you. Lovely. Yeah. If anyone would like to join in the Christingle making, please do find a table near you. Thank you. Brilliant. And while they're doing that, we'll stand and sing, "Here I am to worship, light of the world, you step down into darkness." Thank you, please be seated. I really love that song for what it does. It ties together both the birth of Jesus, you came down to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor, and ties it to the death of Jesus. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. We thank God for his light in the world. I'm going to welcome Nathan up now to give the next section of the quiz single.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I have the privilege of talking a little bit this morning about the red ribbon that is about to be placed around the orange. And of course, the red ribbon wrapped around the orange represents the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary for a very special and a specific reason: to forgive us, to forgive the world of our sin, our wrongdoing, our naughtiness, if you will. I want to read just one verse, 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. It says this: "But if we walk in the light, just as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son," here it is, "cleanses us from all sin." Can we say clean?
Clean.
Clean. Now, I want to say this. It's possible for you and I to have excellent personal hygiene, but not be clean on the inside. It's possible for you and I to smell beautiful. It's possible for us to look great on the outside, but on the inside, there can be envy. On the inside, there can be hate. On the inside, there can be jealousy. On the inside, there can be a desire to want to gossip and to be busybodies. You know, when I was a kid going to school, and Ricky perhaps would attest to this, growing up in Southeast London, we just thought we were the bee's knees. And I'll never forget, whenever it was a non-school uniform day and we had the opportunity to wear whatever we wanted, as young boys going to school back then, we just loved to just go all out on non-school uniform day. We would make sure our trainers were fresh. Isn't that right, Ricky? We would go upstairs to our dad's room and steal his cologne and spray it on and make sure we smell clean and fresh so that we can look good for all the young ladies. That was our desire, to want to be fresh and clean and to look and appear good on the outside. But it's possible to look good on the outside, but on the inside we can have a problem. We can be struggling. There's that desire that says, "I'm broken on the inside, although I may appear on the outside to have it all together." Well, Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross on Calvary, when the baby Jesus that was born in Bethlehem's manger would grow up to around 33 years of age, he fulfilled the God-given assignment, and he went to the cross and he offered his life on the cross to solve that problem on the inside of human beings. That problem on the inside of human beings is what we call sin. It's a problem that we can't solve on our own. None of us. We can spray the cologne, the perfume, we can wash our hair, we can put on makeup, we can do whatever we want to look good on the outside. But only Jesus can forgive us and cleanse us from sin. And that's why John put it this way: the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Not just some of our sin, but all of our sin. So children and church, as we put that ribbon around the orange, we can be grateful this morning that the blood of Jesus that was shed for us on the cross forgives us of all of our sins. Our human efforts can't save us. Good works can't save us. But only the blood of Jesus Christ can save us from all of our sin. Amen?
Amen.
So we thank God even at Christmas, yes, for the birth of Jesus Christ, but also for what Jesus was born to achieve. He was born to go to Calvary on the cross to die for the sins of the world. And we thank God that his blood makes the difference in all of our lives and also has the ability to save anyone who would accept the free gift of salvation that Jesus has to offer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Nathan. If I could ask Ian to come and give us our prayer of thanks for God's love.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this building and this opportunity to gather together to celebrate the birth of He who came in response to prophecies given many years before his birth. We think of those who are unable to join us. We think of those who are travelling, those who are due to travel, and Lord, we pray your protection. We think of those who are going to be on their own over the Christmas period. Those who are feeling frail, those who are feeling unwell in mind and body, and pray, Lord, for your provision, for peace, for calmness and healing. But Lord, for all that's going on over Christmas, regardless of how many presents there are under the tree, regardless of how much food is eaten and how many people there will or will not be around us, Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son. And Lord, as we go into 2025, we thank you that we can celebrate who you are in this building each week. And we just think of those in other countries who don't have the building, who don't have the freedom, who don't have the opportunity to share their faith and live out life just as we do. Amen.
So I see that we have taped up our oranges. Brilliant. We've got our red ribbons around the orange, if we haven't. And we're going to stand and sing another song that really speaks of God's, it says, overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Please stand or sit as you feel comfortable and join us in song. Now I'm going to welcome Ricky up again. This is our final section with the sixth and the fruit and the sweets.
This is right up my alley when sweets are involved. Let's hope there's some left over, yeah? So, the sticks represent our seasons, and the sticks represent our seasons, fruit and sweets as God's gifts. So we're going to read from James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Amen. So every good and perfect gift is from above. Amen.
Amen.
We know that God has placed so many gifts within us. Everybody in this church this morning, there are gifts that the Lord has placed in each and every single one of us. From the youngest straight through to the eldest, there are gifts that the Lord has placed, and they are good gifts. But what I wanted to share just quickly on those gifts that are perfect, and we know the perfect gift that came from heaven is Jesus. He was the perfect gift given to mankind. Amen? But when in that scripture it says every perfect gift comes from above, we want to talk about the gifts that God has placed in each and every single one of us as well. Jesus' ultimate sacrifice, and when he descended back into heaven, there's gifts he's placed in each and every one of us and saved us for a reason. So when he came into the world to save us, he saved us not just to sit down on our hands. He saved us for a reason. He's placed gifts into us. And the one thing we need to remember is those gifts that the Lord has placed in us is not for us. That's the key thing to remember. The gifts that the Lord has placed in us is not for us. They are to serve the body of Christ. Those gifts that the Lord has given you is to serve the body of Christ. The Lord has given me the gift of good looks.
Amen.
You might debate that all you want. So I serve this gift by showing up on a Sunday and letting you look, have a look, and so you can laugh and smile. Okay? But on a serious note, what are those gifts that the Lord has placed in your lives? Don't sit on them. Use them for the body of Christ. And as we think about that today, think about those gifts. And ask God where and how you can utilize them in the body. Because Jesus' sacrifice and coming into the world and then dying on a cross was for a reason. And it wasn't for us to be inactive Christians. It was for us to be active Christians and blessing the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to hand back, and that is the last you will see of me.
And so I'm going to ask Karina to give us our prayers.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for what Ricky just shared about gifts. And I think something that's really important with gifts is that we don't give to receive. We give because God gave to us his son, Jesus Christ. So I pray that during this Christmas season, Lord, you help us to be able to give gifts to others as well. And the other day I was reading the parable of the talents, and I think it's so important how the master gave three servants gifts, and only two actually used them and multiplied them. And Lord, we know you gave everyone in this room gifts, Lord. So I pray that we're able to use those gifts and multiply them to serve your kingdom. And I also pray for those in need in this time, that you provide for them shelter, food, and protection. And I pray that you continue to look over all of us, and we continue to serve your kingdom, Lord, because you also helped us and you served us by giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Karina. We're going to stand and sing Great is Thy Faithfulness next. So, Kristen Goldmakers, if we could put our sticks and our gifts on there. We've got four sticks for the four seasons, and fruits and sweets for the different types of gifts that God gives us. For the rest of us, please stand and we'll sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. Take your seats. So there we have it, a finished Christingle. If our Christingle makers would like to take them back to their seats, and we'll move on to the next part of our service. So if you guys would like to, we're not quite finished, it's okay. Once you've finished, if you'd like to go back to your seats, and you can light your candles at home. I find this a really great prayer activity, that once you've lit the candle, you take a few minutes to pray and then blow it out. And right now we're going to look at some of the things that you could be considering as you pray. So we're going to watch a quick video about the Children's Society. Sorry, Peter, could you hold on for a second? About the Children's Society, who have taken the Christingle as part of their Christmas campaign to support some of the work that they do. Thank you.
makes you feel happy. Maybe it's playing with your friends, learning new things at school, spending time with your family, reading, drawing, or playing a game. But lots of children in this country can't do these things. They might be feeling sad or lonely. Someone might have hurt them or made them feel scared. No child should feel like that. The Children's Society is a charity. We listen to children and help them when things are hard. We do this in lots of different ways. We make sure children have someone to talk to so they don't feel alone. And we work to make the future brighter for all children too. That means training people who work with children so that they can help them better. Telling everyone about what we do, making sure children are heard, and asking the government to keep them safe. We've been doing this for more than 140 years. We've helped lots of children feel safe, happy, and hopeful again. And you're helping too. When you join in with Christingle, you're saying you care, and you're helping raise lots of money. That means we can carry on doing our work. Together, we're making sure every child has someone to turn to for help.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask Graham to come up and just say a few words about the Children's Society.
Or a mic.
Hiya. Yeah, my kind of personal testimony to the Children's Society of what you've just heard on the video. 25 years ago, my wife died about a couple of months before Christmas, and the Children's Society helped us out. They brought presents for the two children. They were 4 and 10, the children. And going on to Easter, they got lots of Easter eggs from the Children's Society. And they really was a great help to us. So I just want to just say that we've got these little things here, which we had last year as well. And I'd like you to know that the Children's Society do not have any grants, do not have anything coming in except donations. I also know of a lady some years ago who left our entire estate to the Children's Society, which was a big boost to them at the time. So, if you'd like to give something, there's a QR code on here, okay? Or you can give it online, but if you take one of these away and fill it up, please bring it back by the end of January. Thank you, by the end of January, because that's when we finish to give our donation to the Children's Society. So, as I said, the Children's Society actually do a lot of help. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. And Bev will be collecting those throughout January. So please do, if you haven't got anything to give to this Christmas, if you haven't got a charity or a family or something like that to share the love of Jesus with, this is an awesome way to do it. We've also got Vi wanting to just say a few words about the birthday scheme, which is another great way to give throughout the year. Mike, do you want to come over here?
I'm here this morning to say thank you to the people that have joined the birthday scheme. So far, it's not the end until the beginning of January. We finish December, but I'm here to say that so far this year we've collected nearly £800. And this is just by joining this. You don't have to join. You can just give. I'm going to be sitting outside for a little while. If anybody would like to donate anything, just don't have to give me your name or anything. You don't have to join, but it will be a gift to the birthday scheme. So you share life, you share hope, and you share good news. So let's just pray. Thank you for what he's done so far. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I come to you to say thank you on behalf of all these people that have given towards your job, your work, your hope. You have given so many people. We've been doing this for 12 years now, and each year it goes up, and glory is your name. So I can just say thank you, Lord, to you in the blessing of blessing these people. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm now going to welcome Louisa up to give us our final prayer of today. Just praying for the work of the Children's Society and all those charities working at this time of year.
Jesus, you came as the light of the world. We pray for the places where there is darkness and danger, and for the places where there is darkness and danger, and for the work of the Children's Society in sharing your light. We pray for the children in trouble and in need, and for the work of the Children's Society in sharing your promise of hope. You cared for those who were poor and those who were sick, and you made friends with the people that nobody else would love. We pray for those in need in our community, our nation, and in the world, and for the work of the Children's Society in sharing your love. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to sing one more song now. Mighty to Save, Everyone Needs Compassion. I think it really speaks into this. I will do the birthday box, I promise. I know I have some. Everyone Needs Compassion, we'll sing, and then we'll do the birthday box. Please stand and join us. Please do be seated. Right, it's the time that literally everybody has been asking me for. Time for the birthday box. Do we have any birthdays today? Wonderful. Wonderful, should I come down? We've got a jumpy birthday. Come on down. Any other birthdays in the children or the youth that I don't know about? Come on over. Any adult birthdays this season? Adult birthdays? No, just the one. So, what's your name?
Georgia.
And how old are you, Georgia?
Nine.
Nine, and when's your birthday?
Today.
Today, Georgia's birthday is today, everybody. Happy birthday, Georgia. She's nine today. Would you like to pick a present? And as you do, we'll sing happy birthday to you. Birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear, bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And as Georgia finishes picking out her present, I'll just say a prayer to close us off for today. Dear God, this Sunday we use Christingles to remind us of your gift to the world. We remember your light, we remember how you lived among us and lived with the poor and the neglected. Remember your love shown on the cross, enfolding the whole world. And we remember all the good made and given to us, that we may share them fairly so that everyone can have enough. Please help us to give if we can to those who are more in need than we are, so that they can see your gifts and love through us this Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Join us in the lounge for teas and coffees. If you would like to make a Christingle at home, please do take all the materials. We have plenty of oranges. And please do take a charity box from the pouch. Same again? Might say?